The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, this is terrible. I just moments ago had a time of complete terror. I mean, terror just washed over me and took control of me just a few moments ago, and it has not subsided. So I begin this segment of the program with just terror. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. What would cause such terror? I just realized I don't know what today is concerning national whatever. I mean, every day is national something, you know? A couple weeks ago was national left-handed people with a hangnail on their right big toe day. And we celebrated that. And I think yesterday it was National Coffee Day, I think. And I realized just before we began this segment, I don't know what today is. I don't know what to celebrate. But it's got to be National Something Day. When is National Talk Show Host Day? That's what I want to know. I just want to know, when is National Talk Show Host Day? Okay, I'm being facetious, but isn't it strange? But who comes up with all this? It's National This Day and National That Day, and who? I mean, seriously, who comes up with this stuff? I don't know, but almost every day, you pull up Facebook. Today is National Whatever Day. I haven't seen anything today. I am sure that one of you or some of you will enlighten me. Because today's got to be National Something Day. Hey, I came across this story. And there's got to be a sermon illustration in this. Or maybe two or three or whatever. It's a story out of Michigan. It's a sad story, and I don't mean to make light of it by any means at all. It's the story of a 57-year-old Michigan man by the name of Gregory Jarvis. He was found on a beach in Huron County, Michigan, last week, and he was dead. He was found on the beach by, now there's no foul play suspected at all. They think the local authorities, police have investigated and so forth, and their conclusion now is that he was out on his boat, he docked his boat, and when he came, he slipped, fell, hit his head on the boat, knocked himself unconscious, he fell in the water, and floated over, and somebody found him on the beach. 57 years old, Gregory Jarvis. Okay. Well, here's where the story gets really interesting. When they recovered his body, they found that he had a $45,000 lottery ticket in his pocket. $45,000 lottery ticket in his pocket. when his family began investigating, and again, this just happened last Friday, they found that he had been playing a lottery game in Michigan called the Jack, and he had bought the ticket at the Blue Water Inn in Caseville, Michigan, earlier this month. When he found out that he had won, friends and family members said that he was in unusually good spirits, so much so that he went back to the Blue Water Inn, which is a bar and tavern, and he bought a round for everybody in the bar. Now, he had not cashed his ticket in yet. When he went to cash in his ticket, quote, he was unable to cash his ticket due to an issue with his Social Security card. I don't know what that issue was. The story does not tell me. But there was an issue. And so until he could get the issue worked out with his Social, I have no idea what Social Security card had to do with collecting. Maybe that was the idea that the lottery people required or whatever. I don't know. But he just stuck it back in his wallet. Okay, Bob, why in the world are you bringing this up? Here is a man who had a great deal of money in a winning lottery ticket in his billfold. But he had not claimed it yet. Now, he assumed that he would claim it. He went to the local bar and bought drinks for everybody in the whole bar. He knew it was his, but he had never officially claimed it, and he died without ever claiming the gift that was rightfully his. How many people have heard the plan of salvation? Have heard that Jesus died on the cross for their sins. Heard that salvation is possible. How many people have even talked about being a Christian and tell other people, I'm a Christian because I was raised in church. They knew that it was possible to have eternal life. They may have even known that it was available, but they never claimed it as their own. There will be millions of people who will find out after they take their last breath that the gift of salvation was available, had their name on it, but never claimed it, never received it. Would that describe you? Yeah, I believe God put this story across my path today so I could share it with some of you. Let me ask you, if I were to talk to you face to face, could you take me to a time and a place that you repented of your sins and accepted the free gift of salvation? And if you would respond, well, I've always been a Christian. No, no one has always been a Christian. Well, I was raised in a Christian home. Well, I'm glad you were, but that does not provide salvation. Well, I'm a member of a church. Good for you. I'm glad you're a member of a church. That does not bring salvation. Having the promise in your wallet does not mean you have claimed it. I ask you today, have you ever truly, genuinely accepted the free gift of salvation? If you have not, you can today, right now. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died on the cross for my sins. Right now, right here, I accept the free gift of salvation.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. And let me just follow up on what we were talking about just a moment ago. This Michigan man who was found dead. He had a $45,000 lottery check in his pocket, but he had not cashed it in. I don't know about you, but if somebody gave me $45,000, I would consider myself to be wealthy, at least for a time. That's a lot of money. I can honestly say I have never once had $45,000 in my hand or in my pocket, personally. Okay? Personally. I mean, that's a lot of money, $45,000. And it was rightfully his. But he didn't or couldn't claim it. I'm a pretty carefree person. Don't worry about a whole lot of stuff. But something that concerns me, and I'll be really, really honest. God gave me this radio outlet years ago. Started doing Saturdays at least 31 years ago. At least 31 years ago. The daily program, 21 and a half years now. I've been on every day, weekday, Monday through Friday. And I take this as a great privilege, but also a great responsibility. We talk a lot of politics because what this program was designed to do when WRFD hired me, offered me the job of the daily talk show host. The deal was we want you to go on the air and talk about current events from a biblical perspective. And I've done my best for 21 and a half years to do that. Every day, talk about current events from a biblical perspective. That's why we talk about being LTDs, listen, think, discern. So every day, I spend several hours every single day combing through at least a dozen different news sources. And I look at the news locally, statewide, nationally, internationally, and I try to share the news with you from a biblical perspective. So often that involves politics. You know, we've talked about President Biden. We've talked about Afghanistan and so forth today. And I started to say put a biblical spin on it, but people would misunderstand that. A biblical perspective on everything we talk about. So anyway, we talk about a lot of different things. Just the other day, someone said, you do a daily talk show? What do you talk about? And I said, everything. There's just no holds barred. We talk about everything, but from a Christian perspective, from a biblical perspective. I said all that to come to this. We talk about a lot of different things. But I don't want anyone who listens to this program to ever say, I never heard Bob Burney tell me how to know Christ as Savior. Because nothing is more important than that. And so on an ongoing basis, I try to share the gospel. How do you get eternal life? How do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Salvation is offered to you. Scripture says God is not willing that any should perish, whosoever may come. That if thou shalt believe in thine heart the Lord Jesus, say, I am a sinner, I'm you will be saved. That offer is given to you. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, it was better than the lottery, folks. He paid the penalty for your sin. But it does not benefit you at all until you receive it by faith. This $45,000 that this man won at the lottery never benefited him at all. And tragically and sadly, he died never having claimed what was rightfully his. And I do not want anyone who listens to this program to stand before God and say, you know, I listened to that Bob Burney guy and he never told me how to get saved. I don't want that for anyone. And I don't know why, but I just feel strongly led of God to tell you today, you can know Jesus as your personal Savior. I don't think it's any accident that you are listening today. I believe in divine appointments. I don't believe in accidents. And I just know that there are people in my audience who are trusting religion, their church, their background, the fact that they were raised in a Christian home. You're really a good person. You try to be good. Maybe you were baptized as a baby, as an infant, and you are honestly convinced that is going to get you to heaven. And my friend, it's not true. When you were little, you were taught the ABCs. I love to teach people the CBAs. Confess, believe, accept. That's what Scripture teaches. Confess that you're a sinner. You know you are. Confess, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Believe. We are told that we must believe that Jesus is who he said he was. And not only that, we believe that he died on the cross, was crucified, buried, and he rose again the third day. Believe that he died for your sins. C-B-A. Accept. By faith. You can't earn it. You certainly don't deserve it. But you can accept it. It is hard. It is difficult to confess that we're sinners and we can't save ourselves. That's the hard part. The easy part is accepting it. And you do it by faith. So once again, as I did before the last break, right now, wherever you are, driving your car, at home, you can confess that you're a sinner, believe in your heart that Jesus died for your sins and rose again, and you can accept the free gift of salvation. It has nothing to do with being a member of a church or going through ritual or tradition. It's all about receiving a free gift. And if you do, would you let me know? Bob@bobtalk.com. Bob@bobtalk.com. Just send me a quick email, and I will do my best to get you some literature to help you and to point you in the right direction so that you can grow in your faith.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.